This is a production of Cornell University.
All right, I'll call the meeting to order. It's a little after 5:30 on March 25th here in Mallott Hall. Welcome to GPSA. Welcome back after spring break. My interesting fact of the day, I didn't put on the slide, is my dad is a swim coach, and I used to be a swimmer. And the reason why people go to Florida every year for spring break and like it's the big deal to go to the beach in Florida is actually because swim teams used to go and train in warm climates. It started like in the 30s. Teams from New York, actually, upstate New York, would fly down to Florida every spring break and do a week long of like intensive training. And that actually became like a national phenomenon, and that's why everyone goes to Florida for spring break. Okay, there's your. Yeah, at Disney World and everything. So, anyway, there's your fun fact of the day. All right, we'll start with a voting member introduction. Mia, are you here?
Yes.
Great. Trevaney? Yes. Awesome. Bill? Bill is actually waylaid coming back from my hometown. He had a job interview. Eric?
Yep.
Great. Giovanna? Great. Jonathan? Awesome. Liz?
Here.
Great, thanks. I'm here. Cole's here. Alex?
Here.
Awesome. Jenny?
Here.
Great. Matt? Awesome. Rob? Great. Eric? Eric, okay. David? Awesome. Christine? Great. Han? Awesome. Drew? Great, thanks. And Monet. Awesome, great, welcome. So first we'll approve the minutes from March 4th, which were submitted last Friday. Nicole diligently got the all the information out last Friday, even though it was spring break. Are there any amendments to the minutes? Great, I actually have two that I will pull up. Trevaney's name was spelled wrong, so I fixed that. Yes, only once, though. And I eliminated an is here. Any opposition to those changes? Great, thanks. Any opposition to the approval of the minutes as amended? Great, seeing none, the minutes are approved. Thanks. And now we'll move on to a report from Adrian. He went down at the beginning of March, right before our last meeting, to the Legislative Action Days, which is a part of NAGPS. So we're going to hear from him how the trip went. Go ahead, Adrian. Student loans,
debt and also open access to research. And so it's interesting to me that when we had President Spurgeon here at our last meeting, research funding and open access were two of the questions that were posed. So the third giving indications we received there are pretty relevant to a number of us. There are a number of developments going on in both those areas. The research funding information we got is sort of the human moving parts. There were a lot of positive stories in terms of open access. So we're trying to follow up with those four areas. The second day was a fair amount of practical training, so sort of giving us details about how to get on the path of students, how congressional visits work, how to get your story across, that sort of thing. We did some role playing. We got perspectives from people who worked on Capitol Hill and then doctors as well. So that's sort of the overall rundown of what we talked about. It was pretty invigorating. There's a lot. I took copious notes. So if any of those areas interest you, if you want more information, I encourage you to contact me. That's my email up there. And the sort of one of the important messages that came across to me, I make sure I get it right, that our voices can be really powerful. If you're talking in terms of meeting with the staff who's on Capitol Hill, just the opportunity for them to hear from students who are really enthusiastic, really passionate about what they do, that can really make a powerful impact. A staffer's day usually consists of meetings with people who are paid to advocate on behalf of particular groups. The opportunity to meet with someone is really engaged in research on the cutting edges of their field is something that can be really exciting and really, it's really making an impact on communicating important messages, advocating on behalf of those messages if you're actually directly involved with that work. And with that, contact me if any of those areas are interested. I'm particularly interested in open access, so you can work on that, both here on campus and elsewhere, essentially.
Great, thanks, Adrian. Any questions for Adrian? Awesome, thanks. Thanks for going down. Great, next we'll move into new business, the main agenda item of tonight, which is Resolution 14, a resolution to approve the Graduate and Professional Community Initiative. Before we get started, I just want to thank everyone who's participated in that. We have, I think, most of the GCI committee here, and I know a lot of you have contributed in big or little pieces to it, including some members of the administration that are with us in the audience tonight. So thank you all for your efforts. I also want to thank Adrian and Todd. They spent, quite a few hours the week before spring break editing and correcting our grammar errors and all sorts of things. So it was a big task. So thank you guys for that. This is a big thing for us. I know I've met with quite a few members of the administration, and they're really excited to see this. So I'm hopeful that the GPSA will pass it, and we can get it out to the administration. So with that, I am going to make a motion right off the bat, and I'm going to make a motion to consider by paragraph this document. So this document is almost 60 pages. Plus, we have the resolution text in itself. To explain this motion before we get a second and take a vote on it, what I propose is to consider each of these 10 areas in and amongst themselves. So what we'll do is we'll move from one topic area to another. We'll have a full discussion. We'll consider amendments on just the Graduate and Professional Student Center by itself. And then when the debate and the discussion is finished, we'll close that section and move on to career resources. And at that point forward, there's no more amendments that can be made to Graduate and Professional Student Center, and then we'll keep going down the list just like that. At the very end, we'll then open up the whole document, as Robert's rule stipulates. We'll open up the whole document to further amendments, and then we'll vote on the entire resolution. So the resolution text, and then that also includes the GPCI document itself. So that's the motion. It does need to be seconded, and we'll take a vote on it. There's my motion.
Second.
Thank you, Nicole. Is there any opposition to considering by paragraph? Great. Seeing none, we'll move forward just like that. Thanks. I made the presentation like that, too, so I'm glad it worked. So what I'm going to propose we do is we're going to go topic area by topic area, and I want the people who were the main authors on each section to essentially give an update on what has changed since the GPSA last saw the document when we had our breakout session. So we don't need to run through everything, just if changes have been made. And I put up here the big objective statements in each section. So, Nicole, I think you're up on Graduate Professional Student Center.
Yeah, okay. So the primary updates that have been made since this last was discussed was in what is... So basically, we reordered Objective 1 and 2. So now the big objective is this overarching enhancing the operations of the Big Red Barn. Within that, the new primary action item is actually to form a working group that consists of the manager of the Big Red Barn, the assistant dean for student and academic affairs. No, Dan, your title. I forget.
I think that was right.
Yes, okay. And graduate and professional students to consider how we can reimagine the Big Red Barn in a major way. And the primary reason for that was that we recognize that the Big Red Barn Advisory Board is kind of not enough to really tackle the big picture questions that we want to, the big changes that we want to see happen at the barn. And so then we specified that the advisory board would sort of serve as a continuing oversight body, but the biggest change actually is this recommendation of the primary action item to form a working group to work on the barn. And then the other major change is that I added an updated section about the student union board and the history behind that. We had some confusion / discussions during the breakout sessions regarding sort of the history of building policy at Willard Trade Hall, and so that section's been updated, and now the primary recommendation coming out of that is that the GPS, we're recommending that the Student Union Board amend its charter such that the GPSA would have to approve of major building policy changes. So this is essentially asking for the GPSA and grad students to be involved in you know, big picture management of Willard Strait Hall without asking to be involved in making decisions, nitpicky decisions about how money from the undergraduate student activity fee gets spent, but sort of affecting student policy or building use policy and space usage at Willard Strait Hall. And those are the main changes.
Great, thanks, Nicole.
Actually, I did have one more. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, don't forget. And also in response to, during all the breakout sessions, I asked each group, I said, how do you feel about strengthening the language related to like making the Big Red Barn more of a cafe versus sort of a food service cafeteria? And everyone universally said great, and so that language has also been strengthened. I think you can see that, especially in the Reimagine the Food and Beverage Service, that it calls fairly strongly for a cafe in that space as opposed to some of the alternatives. Yeah, sorry.
Great, thanks, Nicole. Is there any discussion? Or amendments to this particular section?
Question.
Yeah.
I do not think there is anything in the document that mentions P-card entry. I don't think, well, my personal opinion is that I don't think that that's ever going to be a tenable option going forward to restrict access during the day. So some of the recommendations, I think, in terms of making the space a better space for graduate professional students, I think some of the goal is focusing on how we can sort of retool the space to serve that community as opposed to just simply restricting access to undergraduate students, for example.
So. Okay, any other discussion on this, on Graduate and Professional Student Center? Even positive comments? Great. Seeing. Yes. Go ahead, Drew.
No, of course not.
Don't take away TGIF.
It would be to replace what's currently the food service that occurs between, well, right now it's 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., which doesn't impact any of the sort of programming things and any of the alcoholic beverage service that happens in the evening.
Great. Any further discussion on Graduate Professional Student Center? Great. Seeing none, we'll consider this section closed, and we will move to career resources. Evan, you're up for big changes.
there are several clarifying sub points, by which I mean if you look for the objectives and then the actions, you'll see that there are bullets underneath the actions that are not numbered. The idea there is to try and get specific background to those action items. We had gotten some questions about what exactly are you referring to. This seems to be a good way to provide that clarification of still a series of document format. And finally, there is one new thing in the document, courtesy of Carlton Mack, which is objective 4, action D. Last, but certainly not least, it's just last because that's how it happens. And that the text of that I will read out to you is work with alumni affairs and development, strengthen the graduate student presence in the Cornell Alumni Association. Those are all the significant changes.
Great, thanks, Evan. Is there any discussion on career resources? And I will navigate to that in the document. Sorry, it's a long document. Any amendments? Any discussion? Yep. Great. Well, seeing no discussion on this, we'll go ahead and close career resources. Our hour is going by quickly. Yeah. Next, we'll move on to mental health and well-being. I can't remember Matt or Matt. Do you want to give an update on things changed?
City regulations and agreements about
just basically clarifying that, so you look like you know what we're talking about. The last action in that section has been the wording has changed to a limited number of fitness classes, just to clarify that we're not asking them to split them like half and half into like undergrad and grad and fitness classes, like completely segregated. That seems to be a confusing point for some people. Objective three, basically we added some actions about providing guidance for field-specific resources and field directors of graduate professionals. So I think that's really the only main change to those. And then also in objective four, we've also added an action on creating a grad student fair where you can see the various clubs that are funded by the CPSA activity. I think that is it for the major changes, and I emailed Mitch some of
that. Yes. Great, thanks. So I will start the discussion by recognizing some amendments that Matt gave me, which are, hold on, sorry. He added this sentence here to the end of this paragraph, and you'll see the changes here. I don't know if you want to explain them or... And then there's a change to this particular action?
Yeah, so this action where we asked for basically a new gym, a new recreation center, it's clarifying that this is to replace some of the older, smaller ones, not to add a sixth fitness center, which would just cause massive oversight problems if you were complaining about the hours that would also probably decrease if we added another fitness center they would have to staff. And so basically also just clarifying that those that just means recreation, all inclusive recreation center and not just a fitness center.
Okay.
And then I think on this will stack up.
Oh, sorry.
On two, it's kind of restructured, but this is all into an action A, since this is all to reduce crowding and increase access, it's all sort of one action. And basically saying, in the absence of a new fitness center, we want these sorts of things, not saying we want both now, but I think those are the main.
And if the GPSA allow, I'll make sure it actually is A, B, C, D. I don't know why this didn't happen, but change that. Is there any discussion on this amendment or this one big amendment with many pieces?
Yeah.
So if I can add this as a...
Is it true that the line of rink, there's a lot of demand for it and over capacity?
Because it's not so much capacity and restricted hours, which would be 1 hour a day, well, from Monday to Thursday from 12 to 1. So it's not so much that it's full capacity, but just that the hours are.
Okay, who needs a something to put something about hours next to that? I don't know. I think the worst way is demand is keeping capacity. Capacity is 1 hour.
Okay, so going back, are you moving this amendment to the amendment?
Yeah.
Okay. And that does that capture what you were looking for?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So now we're going to discuss the amendment to this amendment. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Trevaney. So this amendment to the amendment is adding, is it Lina Rink? That's how it's pronounced? Okay, thank you. Lina Rink to this sentence. Any discussion on that? Yes, Rob.
I think there's a lot of people who want to use the rink during winter because both the men and women hockey teams practice every day on the ice. But I think people would probably have more luck if in the fall or spring, especially after the season hockey season, there's probably a lot more ice.
Any other discussion on this amendment to the amendment? Great. Seeing none, is there any opposition to approving this amendment to the amendment? Great. Seeing none, it's so amended. Now we're moving back to discussion on this amendment that Matt offered in total, as amended.
Okay.
Nicole?
Can you scroll down?
Yes. Can everyone see this, by the way? No? Okay, hold on.
Okay, two additions of hyphens. One, sorry, all-inclusive, hyphenated? Is that agreed upon? Okay, and exercise-based recreation.
Exercise-based.
Down in the last bullet point. There. Nope.
There, yeah. Thank you. Any opposition to those? Hyphens added as the amendment? Great. Seeing none? Amendment? Okay. Now back to discussion on Matt's amendment. Any further discussion? Eric?
Going back up to the sort of sentence that we just looked at.
Okay.
Would it help us to maybe insert the demand for time and space in exercise classes moving forward? Or is that not necessary? I don't know.
I have no idea. Are you making a motion?
You'd be surprised. Okay. You'd be surprised, but...
Yeah, if that's not necessary, then that's great.
Okay, great. Thanks. Any further discussion?
Is the language of the action for amended,
mm-hmm.
is it where we consider stronger verbs, right? Like, please consider it. I feel like the two-tier pricing system is most feasible in the absence of building a new data center. So maybe giving emphasis to the fact that at least that much would be great. So I don't know, in other words, instead of considering.
Yeah, Matt.
So, I contacted both the director of the Cornell Fitness Center and the director of Noise. They don't think that that actually is feasible what they think it is because it was a whole car breathing like situation that like there were teams aren't equipped to do. I don't know. So they made it sound like that wasn't very feasible. It seems like something that they should be able to program, but.
So that action of saying build a new building because include building and building
in long-term capital financing, alumni affairs, and development and strategic planning. It doesn't say, build this building then. So I don't know. So,
well, then you said in the absence of the New York Creation Center. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
In the absence of that, so what if we said in the meantime, or like a temporary thing, because if it is a long-term thing, it's not going to happen, then at least in the meantime, they can accommodate. I feel like that might even actually be stronger, otherwise.
Well, maybe do we consider and just say offer a two-year, do you think that would?
Yeah, offer a two-year, or just say include building, right? So,
not the direct order,
and consider
the last. Okay, so you're suggesting that I would replace these two words with offer?
Offer.
Okay. Great. Is that awesome? Is there a second to that amendment? Okay. Great, John first. Any discussion on this amendment? Great, is there any opposition to this amendment? Fantastic, so amended. Any further? Evan?
What about, to pick up on your Bainey's last point, what about a line above that? Instead of absence of a new recreation center, just a meantime. Or, I mean, even if there is a new, even so if the center is included, it could still be a good idea to offer multi-tiered pricing to try and spread out the demand. It's still a good idea to have a fit that you do have.
Until long-term,
yeah, but it's got to be even in addition to a new recreation center. I would ask through the chair if the member would, the member from the physical science would propose such an amendment. If not,
yes.
So my concern would be we wouldn't really rely on, like, in terms of like these renovations, we're talking about sort of major renovations of buildings. If they're going to build a new large fitness center, which potentially would mean consolidating some of these buildings, let's say ecological buildings,
in response to the member's comments, I would say that given the spirit in which this document is likely to be read, they're probably not going to say, well, it says absent, so we don't have to do that. They think it's a good idea and they think it's feasible. I hope that they will do it regardless of the text in the line above. I yield back.
Great. And I might say, too, I mean, you know, this document, you know, is also going to be advocated for by the GPSA. So when Matt or I or whoever else does meet with the people that have the authority over this particular section, we can clarify it and you know, they can nitpick in themselves among what this says, but we can also advocate however strongly we feel about these things. This just kind of offers our vision. Great. Is there any other discussion on Matt's amendment we are still on? Yeah, Vinay?
My suggestion would be to, like, some bullet points are under two questions, mm-hmm. The number that makes them 1, 2, 3, and remove the inadequate completely. And I would say, like, maybe do it in order of priority, which is easier for them to use. So say offer 2-year pricing to be number one, because that's probably easier for them to amend an offer. And then number two, you can make
so
the link number three instead of renovating.
Okay.
And I don't see a point of having number two in the app at all. Just remove that.
So if I am understanding this bullet point here would become number two. This would be
number one. So I think the administration would interpret it with their own prioritization. I think that the way it's currently structured makes logical sense, and I don't, considering it IRS document doesn't really have that sort of numbering scheme, it seems like it would break up the document.
Renee, do you have a particular motion? Okay. Okay. I still don't hear a motion, so I'm going to keep going. Evan?
There's no motion.
Okay. John, did you have your hand up?
I guess I'll make a motion to get rid of the absence phrase.
Okay.
Not as a priority, but simply as an outline. You know, it's A, I, next thing should be numbered. I think it makes sense. It's not necessarily a priority, but that's just an outline format.
Okay, so I'm not entirely positive I can do this in Word without taking forever and screwing things up. So this would be removed, and then this would be number 2 under here. So this would be double I and then triple I. Is that what you're proposing? Okay. If you don't mind, I'm going to make a comment so that I don't take our time messing with the formatting. We can move forward on this. Okay, does that capture what you're looking for? Great. Is there any discussion on that particular amendment or motion? Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Is there a second? Thank you, Nicole. Okay, Drew, thanks. Discussion on this motion. Evan?
I'm neutral at the passage of the amendment. However, I will say a word in support of, in the absence of, which is that it shows the administration we know it's a big ask. We know it's a big ask for a whole new building. When we say in the absence of, we're recognizing that this is a big ask, it's challenging. And even having said that, I still agree with the comments I made before, which is that they will feel free to pick and choose between things. So I think we can still get two-tiered pricing and keep in the absence of. Show the administration, look, you know, it's a big ask to be talking for a building that could cost, I don't know, $30 million, $50 million. So, that said, I won't pull my hair out of you.
Okay, thanks, Evan. Is there a further discussion on this motion? Eric?
By making those bullet points, it does sort of remove it from any discussion of building a new building. So that could be independent at that time.
Okay, thanks. Is there any other discussion? Matt?
My thought was that if they were to build a new building, they wouldn't need to offer two-tier pricing, or they would maybe want to even get rid of it when they were to build it. So I kind of agree with that, and I like how it sort of separates it. But, I mean, I'm not past it, so I'm sort of fine.
Liz?
I also agree with Evan that in the absence of, let's recognize that it's a big ask. And I also think that we should keep the off hours and all hours membership separate, because let's pretend that somebody donates $7 million for a new fitness center or something. For graduate students, it's still very key that we have an all hours access to the gym. For people who work in labs, they don't have the same hours as.
Okay, if I might offer a quick note, we can keep discussing the language of this, which I think is important, but I think, you know, we might be able to, out of this, write a resolution that encapsulates this at a later date. That's a separate resolution that directly speaks to this, and there we can work on more specific language, whereas here, the language is important, how it's worded, but there may be a more opportune time to delve into the nitty-gritty, if you will. So, any further discussion on this? Great, seeing none, I think we'll take a vote on this one. All in favor of the amendment as I had made, as I have made a comment. Great. All in favor of this amendment to the amendment? Raise your green placard.
The amendment to the amendment.
Yes. Yes. John's motion, original motion. All in favor, raise your green placards. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. All opposed, please raise your green placards. All right, the motion fails. Let me delete that. All right, now we're back to the discussion of Matt's original amendment. Is there any further discussion?
Move to vote on the amendment.
Okay, great. So, thank you, Nicole. Is there a second? Eric, thank you. So we are voting on the entirety of the essentially blue text that Matt has offered. All those in favor of this amendment, please raise your green placards. Great, thank you. All opposed? Fantastic. The amendment passes. Now we are back to the discussion of the mental health and well-being topic area as a whole. Christine?
So I was thinking it might be useful to have a mention of the EARS program around an introduction when we talk about Let's Talk, because it seems to me that for actions in the other direction that we're mostly about doing counseling and peers, is that they could say that, like, well, we do have something that's counseling for peers, which is the EARS network, but I think that one of the things with EARS is that you could also be going to a session and you could be talking to an undergraduate, which would be kind of awkward, I'm sure, especially if you're a first year teacher. And you don't really indicate how to think of your counseling if you're being a graduate school student or an undergraduate. So perhaps an introduction part around the sentence where you say, for the more in an interact, because this is programming that there's an acknowledgement of the EARS program, but also just mentioning that it's a difficulty for graduate students to use that service.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
And if you want to, you can think about it while we keep going, and then I'll ask for amendments on the whole document at the very end, if you'd like to offer another one. Okay. Yeah, why don't you do that, and then we'll continue the discussion on this topic area, and then be sure to bring it up at the end. All right, is there any further discussion on the mental health and physical well-being section? Great, seeing none, we will move on to the next section, which is diversity and international students, which I am going to let Yevgeny introduce, and Max, if you want to add to it.
Okay. So some key big changes. I think we talked about the first objective, which is increased diversity representation within GPS, and we really ironed that out to be a recommendation to have any committee in the GPSA focus on diversity of national students so that we can continue the conversation in the coming years. So we there's a lot of discussion about potential representation, but I think at this point we all agree that to think about it further and then maybe recommendations to the best way to go. We also changed each objective to really reflect the objective 2 to 5, the two groups that we kind of discussed. You know, objective 2 focuses on the 4 structures for international students, objective 3 focuses on students of color, 4 gender equality, and 5 LGBT communities. And we think that's an easier way to kind of approach and understand what we're talking about again. For the objective 4, for the gender equality, she took out, this was written in the last version we saw, but now we have specific action items, specific in the language. And the LGBT section is actually brand new. I think we did a nice job of creating an introduction to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender issues on campus. And it's more of, again, an introduction to the issue, reflecting some of the history of Cornell, and then making some general action suggestions. So if you have a chance to look at this. And it's really, again, it's kind of our motivation to discuss these issues further. So, I think it'll be changing on everything.
Great, thanks, Yevgeny. With that, we'll move into discussion on the Diversity International Student section, which I will pull up on here. Any discussion? Kevin?
This might just be my version of the document, but what I find funny is the objective
Are they? They are indeed. I thought I changed that.
To amend 5-4 and 6-5.
Great. Any opposition to that? Fantastic. I love continuity.
One further comment.
Evan, please.
Very strongly, as someone who's been involved in discussions around diversity and CPSA for 3 or 4 years now, I want to really strongly commend, very strongly commend Yevgeny and his team for their wonderful work, especially not to single it out above the rest of the document, but on objective one. I think they really considered all the possibilities. I think this is the best proposal I have seen to deal with this long-standing chronic issue. I strongly encourage people not to nitpick it and bog down the discussion. Good phrase.
Thank you, Evan. Nicole?
Just a quick two amendment in the italics section on the top of page 30, 2-5.
Thank you for catching that as well. Any opposition to this? Fantastic. Anything else, Nicole? Okay. Thanks. Do you have any?
I just told you to talk earlier, but in the introduction of the document, you say, when you say only the key for you, they can clear it in the key section, but then an actual objective, you say LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
And LGBT. And because Cornell has the LGBT Resource Center, and we more consistently use that term, maybe we should take out the key for now in the part of the document. If you're consistent with what we need to refer to it on.
Great. So your motion, as I'm hearing it, is that?
And I move the word queer.
Okay.
Sometimes that's you, sometimes it's not. I think LGBT reflects business and business reports for now.
Great. Any opposition to that amendment? Okay. Great. Then we'll move into the discussion on it now. So Matt, go ahead. Any other discussion on this amendment? Chelsea? Adrian, did you have your hand up?
Vote on this particular amendment with the intention of proposing an amendment that actually adds the 2i. How about that?
Okay, so the amendment that we're voting on is what Yevgeny suggested, taking out the Q and the word queer there. All in favor of this amendment, please raise your green placards. So in favor of what I have there. 1, 2, 3. All opposed? Great. Amendment fails. Nicole?
I will make a motion then to add, put queer back and intersex. Is that, and then change all of the LGBT. LGBT and LGBTQ within the document to LGBTQI. QI, is that okay? IQ? QI? Speak now, if everyone will be. QI.
Okay, have I captured this right here as an example, Nicole?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. All of the LGBT will now become LGBTQI.
If I can quickly clarify this. So we're going to add this right here as it is, and in any reference to LGBT in the document, with the exception of the LGBT Resource Center, because that is the name, I'm trying to clarify your amendment, we will add Q and I, and if there's, I can't remember if there's any other mention of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and we'll also add intersex there. I want to make sure that I capture this, and I can make those changes at a later date, so I don't have to go through this right now during the discussion. So
that's the motion.
That's the motion. Is there a second? Matt? Okay, great. Is there a discussion on this motion? Evan, please. Thank you. Any further discussion on this? Great, seeing none. All those in favor of this amendment, please ask me if you'd like to read it again. Great. All those in favor, please raise your green placard. Great, thanks. All opposed? Fantastic. The amendment passes. I will make those said changes by adding a comment. Okay, great. Thank you. Now back to the discussion of the Diversity International Student section. Is there any further discussion on this section? Mia? This one here?
Yeah, maybe saying something like international students who start before four or five of the students and great challenges to obtain maintaining financial stability. Something like that. I'm very open to your suggestion. I just think that might capture the fact that there are concrete financial issues rather than just
Can you email me that real quick and I'll add it in? Can you email it to me and then I will type it in?
Well, I think you were just going to leave the... Yeah, after the and. Maintaining a... Sorry, how did you say this? Maintaining
a...
Greater
challenge.
Okay, great. Can I ask a quick question before we ask for a second? Is there something else in the action section that would go along with this? Is there an action statement that you think is missing?
That's what I was wondering. I think it's a good one.
Can I... Okay.
I just wanted to kind of get across the challenges and the big things, you know,
And does, great, is this capture what you're looking for?
I think
okay, great, we'll consider this is the motion. Is there a second? Evan? Great.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Great, is there any discussion on this particular amendment? Evan?
I'm saying that everything he has just said, I also think that as it relates to the broader picture, since this section is really about financial aid,
we should consider discussing a resolution that gets into broader
issues, specifically around financial aid and
scholarships for international students. Great, thanks. Any further discussion on this? Great, seeing none. Is there any opposition to this amendment? It's written. Great, seeing none. This section is amended. So any further discussion on the diversity and international students section? Matt? Okay.
As a member of the LGBT community, I don't feel that it's appropriate to be asking for LGBT identity as a factor in diversity-based fellowships. I don't feel we're underrepresented in academia in general. I come from the STEM field, which is probably the area where you would see organic representation of LGBT students, and I don't even see it in fields, at least that I'm associated with. Maybe other people have other experiences, but since we don't really, at least I'm not aware of any data that suggests we're underrepresented right now. I don't think it's appropriate to consider LGBT identity as a factor in diversity-based fellowships. I think there are certain things, certain difficulties we have to overcome being LGBT, but that's not what the diversity fellowship I view it as being for. I view it as being part of increasing diversity,
okay,
as opposed to offsetting financial or other difficulties.
Great. So are you making a motion to delete B? Okay. The motion is this. Is there a second? Giovanna, is there discussion on this amendment?
Well,
you have any?
But working with the gentleman will hopefully help do some research for this section grant. I don't think he's here to comment. At least I think part of what the field said, his experience has been that that's something that could help the LGBT community. But I think I want to emphasize that a lot of, and maybe I'm not too happy about either direction, because I think this section really is we would have said put this in more recently because we realize this is something that's dramatically missing. And I think the paragraph that the suggestions said below are by no means an exhaustive, but should serve to begin conversation. And also the fact that B is considered. I mean, if you also strongly that's not something we might include because it's kind of controversial. But I think if this is something that could be a good discussion point, I would recommend reading it, because then what this is going to do is really be the basis of things that we discuss in the future.
Is there further discussion on this amendment? Matt?
My thought is that if we're going to have a discussion, we can bring that up into discussion. Since this is going to be a long-standing document, I think the fact that we have these other great actions that you and Brandon have worked to include, I think that these actions are great and they serve as good talking points. For things that are going to be written down, we want like our research to be tight and accurate and less controversial.
Okay, I saw Evan stand up, then Liz and Drew.
Okay, Matt, the question is more broadly about composition of the student body, and maybe the data lack. Maybe instead of just striking it, we could consider something different. I just threw this together that probably makes sense, but something like gather better data about possible composition issues, which is right, you see what I'm getting at, for LGBTQI students, including perhaps financial aid. So that's where we're saying, instead of saying offering a diversity fellowship, we're saying
let's see if there is some kind of barrier to matriculation. And if there is, we begin a conversation around that, possibly including the first fellowship.
Evan, are you making a motion?
I suppose I'm most directly asking if that kind of amendment would address Matt's concern about the use of the
I would be fine with that. I would be fine with the wording, that type of wording, but not the consider. So I think asking for data or asking for study for a completion.
Okay. So then I'm making an amendment to the amendment, or I mean that's easier than something to the effect of gather better data about possible issues, possible, matriculation issues for LGBT, cover matriculation barriers for LGBTQI students, including possibly financial aid, possibly including financial aid.
Okay, wait.
I'll read it again.
Yes, thank you.
gather better data about possible matriculation barriers.
Great. Does that motion, or does that capture what you're moving?
That is exactly what I've written here, whether it captures what I mean.
Fantastic. I added the Q and the I in there. You didn't say that. Okay. Great. Is there a second to that motion? Tarani? Is there a discussion about this amendment to the original amendment? Liz?
Yeah, I think it's important to still include the aspect of diversity, because I know that members of the trans community might have the same sort of barriers that a lot of diversity-based fellowships are meant to address. So I would encourage us to be more specific about the including financial aid component of
Okay, is there any opposition, or is there a second to that? Great. Is there any opposition to the amendment to the amendment, which Evan just read, including diversity-based fellowships? Is there any opposition to that?
No.
Okay, great. Now we're back to the discussion of this amendment to Matt's original amendment to delete the previous B. Is there any further discussion? Great. Seeing Drew?
How does this amendment forward my support for including the diversity-based fellowship as part of the LGBT community here? And then I come from no diversity, or over 90% white and over 85% female. So I feel like you could exclude students, you can't necessarily afford to come, but you could entice them to come by increasing diversity, at least in my opinion.
Okay. Any further discussion to the amendment to the amendment? Chelsea? Are you making a motion?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Is there a second to that? Okay, great. I heard Liz. Any opposition to this amendment? Great. Seeing none, it's so amended. Now back to the discussion about the amendment to the amendment, which is adding this in here instead of just deleting B. Great. Seeing no further discussion, let's take a vote. So if you support adding this as the amendment to deleting the original B, please raise your green placard. Great. All opposed? Fantastic. The amendment is approved. So now we're back to debating this here.
You can't possibly vote against it. You just voted in favor.
Okay. Yes.
Move the vote.
Okay. Thank you. All those in favor of this, Please raise your green placard. Okay, thank you. All opposed? Fantastic. It is so amended. Now we are back to the discussion. Thank you. Now we're back to the discussion of the Diversity and International Students section. Any further discussion? Great. Seeing none, we will go ahead and move to the next topic area. Thank you for the good discussion. The next topic area is family services. Nicole?
Yes, really briefly. So I got a lot of really good feedback when we discussed this in the meeting, and most of the changes actually came from student parents who looked over over the document. We reordered 2 and 3, so those got switched from the original one. And then some reordering within the sections to reflect what those student parents thought should be prioritized. And then the other big thing is that during the discussion here, it was suggested that one of the family issues that students experience is dealing with aging and ill parents. And so I did add a section, right, and added a sentence in the introduction mentioning that, and then added an action item that relates to access to emergency and contingency funds for students. Those are the main changes.
Great, thanks. Is there discussion on the family services section? Jenny? Okay.
No!
Action B. You said D as in dog?
Yes.
Okay. This one here?
Yeah, so graduate and professional
students. Look at that.
Great. Thank you for catching that. Is there any opposition to that change? Great, thanks. Now back to the discussion on the family services section. Any further discussion? Liz?
Well, that was a recommendation of a student staff. That wasn't even me. Thank you.
Any further discussion on the family services section? Great. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to the next section, which I believe is housing. So that's me. We made a couple changes in Objective 1, which is the on-campus housing section, to essentially emphasize changes and suggestions on Hasbrook. We moved those around and changed them a little bit to make sure that international families and domestic student families were prioritized in the admittance process. That was some of the discussion we had here. In the Objective 2, which is quote-unquote off-campus housing, we talked about including resources and support for students who choose to buy a home in ISCA, and that was part of the discussion we had in GPSA. So with that, is there any discussion on the housing section? Rob?
Just real quick, under Objective 2, action B, you have some bullets.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's better wording because it doesn't imply a lot of words or few words or sentences there.
Great. Any opposition to that? Fantastic. Thanks. Any further discussion on the housing section? Great. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move to the next one. Great. Transportation. Again, my section. The changes were to include more explicit usage of TCAT in the particular language in the action statements to make sure that when we do send this to TCAT, that they clearly can see where we're hoping that they make some changes to the public transit system. Those are the main changes since the discussion. So with that, is there any discussion on transportation?
I have a question.
Yes, please, Liz.
So under Objective 2, a lot of the action items seem to be very focused on things that TCAT
maybe we can somehow direct it more so that it's putting the onus on the administration to put more pressure on CCAT. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if the CCAT trip planner is something that Cornell has developed?
Yes. So, whereas we do have mention of TCAT, we've taken out explicitly saying TCAT should do something, and more leaving it to, for example, create a better and more usable TCAT trip planner. If that falls on the university to do that, great. If it falls on TCAT to do it, great. If it GPSA decides to do that, that's fine too. Not saying we should, but if we would choose to, with all of our computer science people. So that's why we left that out. And I do remember that there was an amendment to this that Matt suggested, which is to link to the mental health and well-being objective 2A and 2E, which, Matt, deal with the location of fitness centers and making sure that there's good transportation to and from them.
Yeah, just making sure that the TCAT was the only
Mm-hmm. Great. Is there any opposition to this?
Just make sure the period's in the right place.
Great.
I have a question. So remember when we were in the day camp, we were asking, like, if we have three bus paths after 6, if we can have three bus paths before 8
a.m.? I'm going to stop you real quick and finish this motion. Okay. And then, yes. Any opposition to this amendment with the period added in the right place? Great, seeing none, so amended. Giovanna, sorry to cut you off.
So, okay, like, for example, that is that like 3 after 6 encourages students to stay, like, on to 6 instead of leaving at 5, so because of 6. If they make it 3 before 8, I think a lot of students would wake up early and come before 8, just because of sleep. So it's something I consider, if you have already done this and it works,
so, would you like to make a motion, first of all?
So, I make a motion to approve, but I need to say what. But basically, you would like to consider providing a free class. So, we're going to be using the introduction in the first step.
Okay, let me.
Regardless of whether yeah. they have purchased the pass and ride the bus for 3 after 6 p.m. on these days and all days in the week, so maybe you consider providing the alternative.
Does that capture what you're looking for?
Yes.
Great.
During the week.
Okay, this is the motion provided. Is there a second? I heard Monet. Any discussion on this? Trevini? I would suggest leaving it ambiguous. It depends on when routes are, or when the timetables and the routes are changed. Any further discussion on this? Great, seeing none. Any opposition to this amendment? Great. The transportation section is so amended. Any further discussion on the transportation topic area? Please. Yes. Would you like to add something in here? Consider adding more bicycle storage on. Great. I would say, before I ask for a second, that this is a major capital investment for them if they would choose to do that. They would have to add the bike racks on the buses themselves, probably cost $30,000 for all the buses that they have, and if they replace it, would probably be really expensive and also have three bike racks on it. Yeah. They can't actually do that. The way the schedule works.
Right.
Yeah. Do you want to stick with this? It's okay.
It's not a major break.
Okay. Great. Is there a second to this? Mia? Great. Thank you. Is there a discussion on this amendment? Seeing none, is there any opposition to this amendment? Fantastic. It is so amended. Thanks. Any further discussion on the transportation section? Matt? Evan?
I move to amend F to insert the word Gannett should before inform.
Great. Is there a second? Matt? Okay, thanks. I would offer something here. What if you don't go to Gannett? What if I break my leg? I don't have the student health insurance plan, so I wouldn't actually go to Gannett. If I go out into the community, is it still Gannett's responsibility to give me information, even if I don't go to Gannett?
Well, I pose the question back to the who else could be tasked with informing you? So I would be perfectly fine with Gannett or blah 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 should inform you, but who might that blah 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 be for somebody not going to Gannett?
Mm-hmm. Drew, did you have something? Yeah. Okay. Would you like to amend the amendment to say Gannett and or transportation services? Okay. Okay, so we're still on, thank you, Kent. We're still on Drew's amendment. Would you like to add that in? Okay, let me try to capture this real quick. Net transportation services and or disability services. Is that correct?
And is it disability or disabilities? I don't know.
Is it disability or disabilities? Kent, is it disability or disabilities services? Okay, well, we'll leave it as it is. Okay, okay, thank you. So, Drew, is this okay? Okay, so this is a motion, or this is an amendment to the amendment. Is there a second? Okay, great. Is there any opposition to this? This amendment to the amendment, adding transportation services and or student disability services. Is there opposition? Would you like to make that an opposition?
Yes.
Okay. So now we're going to move back into the discussion on the amendment to the amendment. Liz.
So I think the long addition of the various services that might be responsible for informing students, it highlights that the informed students who temporarily have limited, that sort of vague language does have some sort of utility, because we don't want to eliminate a possible that should also be in charge of informing us.
Great. Yeah. Is there, I'm going to ask for an informal hand raise. Is there support for what Liz just said? Does anyone else support what Liz said, which would be to remove what we have amended here and just leave it as informed students who have, et cetera, et cetera? Is there general hand support for doing that? Okay, not unanimous. So we'll keep discussing. Thank you, but we'll keep discussing the amendment to the amendment, which is adding transportation services and or student disability services.
Yeah.
Any further discussion on this? Way up in the back.
The only thing I worry about with doing like all three things there and stuff is that it actually can be transportation services in there, and transportation services is going to be building services, and they're all going to be the next thing. That's the only thing I worry about with us trying to be more flexible and inclusive to things. Whereas if we
okay. Is there further discussion? I saw Matt's hand first and then Drew.
Yeah, so the reason why it has been that and not the other two is how is the other two going to know unless you contact them? Gannett is sort of like this one point where you can contact, where you don't have to, you just go in for getting help. You need to then be informed. Whereas I'm just wondering if there's a way to say the other two things sort of separately from that, because they can inform the website or use calling them, but in that you should have responsibility to like automatically do this, whether the other two do or not.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to make a quick note of the time. I think that this discussion is really important because this is going to be a guiding document. I plan to keep going until we have this document finished. That being said, we do need a quorum to vote on this. So if people do have to leave, be sure to let Nicole or I know so we can move forward. If we do need to vote on it, we do have to have a quorum. So with that, we'll continue the discussion, Drew. Eric, did you have your hand up?
I was going to say, leaving them all in there, for me, would allow the university to make up their own mind as to who and how they want to disseminate this information. So by leaving it as is, I feel like it's just as strong. And if not, we could just say the appropriate university body.
Okay, thank you. I would entertain a motion now to vote on this amendment to the amendment, which again, okay, great. So we're voting on adding transportation services and or student disability services to this amendment. Is there any opposition to adding this? Great, it is so amended. So now we're back to the amendment. Gannett transportation services and or student disability services should. That's the amendment. Is there a motion to vote on this? Okay, Eric and seconded by Evan. All those in favor of this amendment as written, please raise your green placards. Great, all opposed? Great, fantastic, it is so amended. Now back to the discussion on transportation services. Seeing no further discussion. Oh, Adrian, thank you. Yep.
I just remember this last but on Matt's amendment, where he said putting the period in the right place, periods are going before the bracket.
They're going before the bracket? Yep.
Remember that.
Excuse me. So your amendment is this, correct?
Okay, someone must have caught those.
So this is, for clarification, this is for consistency in the way we've laid the document out. Any opposition to this? fantastic. Now we're back on discussion to the transportation section as a whole. Seeing no further discussion, we'll move on. Thank you for all the discussion. Yeah. Great, thanks.
I don't know that's a point of information or a comment or
discussion.
Yeah.
Great. Any further discussion on transportation? Thank you, Liz. Great. Seeing none, we will move on. Next up is sense of community. Nicole?
Real quickly. So the big thing is that we went back to sense of community. I gave it a real stupid name that no one liked. As you may have noticed, there's a lot of increase in the references to other sections in the document, and I think sense of community is the one that appeared the most in, so it's most cross-linked other sections. There's also more references to feedback that we got in the Diamond Discuss. I wrote it seeing some of those, but I more explicitly linked to it. And then wrote the rationale for Objective 3 to emphasize the importance of having life outside of being a student, so there wasn't a rationale before, there is now. And specifically emphasize that Objective 4 is targeting academic units sort of specifically with the mission of helping us fulfill Objective 1. If that makes any sense.
Great, thanks, Nicole. Is there a discussion on the sense of community topic area? Liz?
So, again, in my reading from the previous section about making sure that we're inclusive of the other campuses, under Objective 2, maybe Action E, would it be correct to enumerate connectedness to not just this campus community, but also to Weill and New York campus in Geneva?
Would you
the only comment about that is that's not really this objective is about measurement and assessment.
Okay.
It's not really about specific areas, so I would say if we would do that, it should be somewhere else.
And even improved communication between student organizations on campus, encouraging broad participation to sponsor events. I don't know, I feel like there should be some way of increasing the communication between campuses to foster a sense of community.
Okay, so adding a sentence or after on campus and with other campuses?
Or maybe a new action, maybe with that, or that would be fine, and with other campuses. If it's not and other campuses?
First of all, would you like to make a motion on this?
Yes.
Okay, so I am going to take some of the discussion that I've heard and suggest that we add an action item that says something to this effect. Improve communication and connection between the Ithaca campus and other campuses.
Other campuses.
Other Cornell campuses.
Yeah.
Does that address what you're looking for? Great. Is there a second to that amendment? Okay, great. Thank you, Monet. Is there a discussion on this? Great. Any opposition to this amendment? Fantastic. It is so amended. Thanks, Liz. Any further discussion on the sense of community section? Yes.
Will there be that community transfer to the for 61? We have a sentence for even things like that. 61, we have a sentence for report for the time itself.
Yes, in Resolution 14, in the text document, which we'll get to in just a second, the GCI Ad Hoc Committee will essentially present a final document, and we'll consider the links and the footnotes as part of that final document. Yes. Did I see Max? Yes, please.
I was thinking in Action B, Action Statement B, add at the end after student organizations and departments.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a member who wishes to move that? Since Mac is not a member. I don't see any.
So moved.
Okay. So between student organizations and departments. Any opposition to that? Great, thanks.
Can I add a co-sponsorship of events? I don't know why that's co-sponsor. Yeah, it's the word of between co-sponsorship and events.
Great. Any opposition to that small change? Great, thanks. So we're back to discussion on the sense of community section as a whole. Kevin?
Okay,
so would you like to amend it to delete this?
An amendment, or I know we've already passed that one, but how about something like improve communication among student organizations and between departments?
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay. Hold on just one sec. So on that motion, are you making that a motion?
Yes.
Among student organizations and between departments?
Yes.
Okay, is there a second to that? Thank you, Rob. Any opposition to that? Liz? Okay, we'll move into discussion on this amendment. Any further discussion? Great. All those in favor of making the change to add among and between departments, please raise your green placards. Great. Thank you. All opposed? Okay. Okay, great. Now back to discussion on the broader sense of community section. Seeing no further discussion, we will move on to the next part, which is the introduction. For sake of time, I won't go through it. You probably all should have read it. Is there any discussion on the introduction section? Great. Seeing none, we will move to the final section of this whole resolution, which is the resolution text itself. As you can see, we include a very lengthy list of people to send this resolution to. That's just given the complexity and the big nature of this. So discussion on the resolution text. Rob.
I just quick grammar check.
Yep.
Sometimes we capitalize university. Sometimes we don't.
Before I ask for a second on that, when Adrian and Todd went through the document to edit it, we had this discussion, and we came to the conclusion that sometimes you use university as in just the general campus, and sometimes you use university to mean like the administration or, you know, the specific thing about the university. So they may not be perfect, but there is a reason why some are some are lowercase and some are uppercase.
I actually did check them, and I agree with them as they stand.
Yes. Would you like to still make your motion? Okay. Great. Thanks. Any further discussion on the resolution text itself? Great. Seeing none, now we will move to amendments on the whole resolution, which I know, did you still want to propose your amendment?
I have Christine's. I have
okay.
Christine's amendment written here.
Okay. Yes. Sorry. Christine.
There you have it. Okay. So after the sentence in the member of the introduction that ends with growing number of support groups.
Hold on one sec. This is a long document. Which objective is this?
It's in the introduction.
Oh, in the introduction? Can you remind me where it is?
Yeah, so it ends, the sentence would end, growing number of support groups in the mental health introduction.
Does anyone remember where this is? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here, down here?
Up. Up.
Okay, here.
Nope, going
here.
Here.
Okay.
Okay. A motion to add, while there is peer-based support available...
This is a new sentence?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
While there is peer-based support
needed. Here, do you want to just give me that? Yeah. Thank you. Makes it easier. Okay, let me type this in real quick.
Okay, so while there is peer-based support available through the EARS program, graduate students experience difficulty using the service since EARS counselors are often undergraduates, and EARS currently does not mark whether its hours are staffed by undergraduates or graduates. Can we say undergraduate or graduate student?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Just like that?
Delete the, and then S at the end of undergraduate. And then fill it right above.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the motion. I added professional students in here. Is there a second to that motion? Okay, mm-hmm. Tarini, thank you. Any opposition to adding that sentence in as an amendment? Great, seeing none, we'll consider it amended. Are there any other amendments to the entire resolution? Great, seeing none, we will... John, did you have one?
I have one real quick one.
Okay.
In mental health and well-being objective 2, I'd like to add action...
Hey, Han, can you... Sorry to cut you off. Could you wait maybe just a couple minutes? I think you might remove us down below quorum.
I mean,
okay. Okay, deal. Okay, yeah, John, please start over.
So, mental health and well-being, objective 2.
Yep.
Action J. I'm adding action J, which is provide fitness information on the website.
Provide fitness information?
Yeah, fitness information that is free and open to the university community. And then you can keep just like, for example, calisthenics, yoga routine.
How do you spell that? Can you spell California? Yeah. Okay. Okay, great. Okay, with examples. Is there a second to this? Okay, great. Is there any opposition to this amendment? Fantastic. Seeing none, it's so amended. Any further discussion on the full document? Okay, great. Thank you. awesome. Fantastic. All those in favor of Resolution 14 as amended and the entire document, please raise your green placard. Great. Thank you. Great. All opposed? Great. Thank you. Seeing none, Resolution 14 is amended. Awesome. 13-0. Great. Thank you very much. There you go. Vote on whole resolution. Now moving forward, we'll go back to old business. The old business is Resolution 13, which was tabled until today's meeting. Is there any discussion on Resolution 13? Grub?
Got a lot more information on how the university invests
Great. Is there a second? Okay, great. All in favor of postponing this resolution indefinitely, please raise your green placard.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And I will add mine as to make sure.
You're fine.
But I think
we need 10 for quorum.
Oh, we need 10 for quorum. Thank you. Okay, great. All opposed. Fantastic. Resolution 13 is indefinitely postponed. Great. Moving on very quickly to reports of officers and standing committees. Thank you for bearing with us. As Adrian mentioned, Nicole and I went to the NAGPS Northeast Regional Conference, and we gave a presentation about the GCCI, as well as local government engagement, which was very well received, and we had some good feedback and comments. What we just passed, as amended, is really innovative, and this is really one-of-a-kind thing among graduate student organizations. Additionally, we have Board of Trustees meetings this week, so at the next GPSA meeting, Nighthawk and I will have a report for you on that. Nicole, Eric, do you have anything else? Okay, fantastic. Bill, as I mentioned, is stuck in Chicago, and he doesn't have anything. Marcus didn't send me anything either for communications. Vinay?
So really quickly, annual budgets for your organizations for next year are due at the end of April, 26th of April, and I'm going to be holding an annual budget funding workshop. So if you're a treasurer or president of your organization and you'd like to get the details as far as what you need to fill in the annual budget application, I'll be having a small session on April 6th, like the Saturday, and 2 or 4. So the drop-in session can come in as a time limit for you to report, and I can give you an overview of the funding process. I'll send an email out next week to you all, because I know a lot of people aren't here now. Good news for me as well. So, if you have any questions, you know.
Is that the
CN? CN.
Is that how the rooms are labeled?
There's no B. That's the number.
Okay. Great, thanks, Vinay. Giovanna? Do you have anything for?
We have the digital transition coming up this Friday, and so I spoke with Chris Corder from the Big Red Barn, so we're going to offer free pizza so people stay at the DGIS, and the beer will be sold continuously, so they're not going to stop it and then reopen. So hopefully people will stay this come early, because we only have like a certain amount of people at the Big Red Barn in town. And we're going to see 4 DJs, so the 4 of them are going to play the first 2 hours, half an hour each, and then after that, they're going to play for 1 whole hour individually. And Marcus is helping me with the voting, so grad students are going to be able to vote for 2 DJs, and then the students are going to play at the grand ball. So I hope to see you.
Great, thanks. Evgeny, do you have anything for CNXC? Fantastic. And Prague is not with us today, but we do need more nominations for the faculty awards. The deadline for submitting those nomination letters is Monday, April 8th, which is our next GPSA meeting, too. So go to this website for more information. Please send this on to your fields. This is a really important thing. It's our way to recognize the faculty that teach, advise, and mentor us. So please pass this along, and please nominate your professors. Is there anyone who'd like to speak in open forum? Anyone want to prolong the meeting any longer? Just kidding. Great, seeing none, the meeting is adjourned. Thanks.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.